RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello, Kayla.
Hi, Chico. Good morning.
This, you know, this week is just another, like, all-star.
Wow. I'm honored to be here. So, thank
yes,
you.
Thank you for
Gosh.
Joining me this morning.
Of course.
So, yesterday was Nikki.
Yes.
Today, Kayla is joining me. And then tomorrow, Nikki will join me again.
Okay, yeah.
And then Thursday, Hazel comes back. And then okay. I leave.
So. Oh, you're leaving the band. Okay, yay. Everyone, you know what? I'm so happy, though.
You know,
it's all over the place.
Musical
it's,
chairs.
I love it.
It's crazy. But yeah, thank you for joining me.
Of
so
course.
Today we've got an interesting top 10 courtesy of Patrick Starlord. And thank you to everybody. We're already actually top trending topic
wow.
in the Philippines.
Oh my gosh. Yes? Thank you.
So
wow.
as early as now, we are top trending. So thank you very much. Patrick wanted us to do the top 10 hashtag. How you parent your parent.
Ooh.
You know, it gets to a point, you know, when we're young, obviously our parents are the one parenting. It gets to a point where there's a bit of a switcheroo.
Yeah.
And then you find yourself saying the same things your parents were telling you, but you telling them.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah. It's so interesting. Like stuff like, please eat more vegetables.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, because it gets to a point where you become more, for example, when it comes to like diets,
mm-hmm.
you get into a deep dive, you become more knowledgeable about these things, about the different diets.
Yeah.
And an update to what used to be common knowledge for them, di ba nadidebunk as the years pass?
Yeah.
Na parang what they used to teach you, turns out, hindi naman pala ganun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially with science and diet.
Exactly.
With nutrition, things keep changing.
It's true. It's true.
So now you're telling them, you know what, mom, dad, you know, that's not actually healthy. This is actually the healthier way to do
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it's hard because what they, you know, what they thought was right.
Yeah.
They're going to have a hard time accepting what you're telling them. Like, no, I know one egg a day.
Yes. It's true.
Right?
It's true. Okay. So
it's hard. Okay.
Let's give you examples. How you parent your parent. When my mom asks me for the nth time what her Facebook password is,
oh.
I say, Aba, paano na kapag wala ako? San kayo pupulutin?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the
so
very
true.
Same things
yes,
they used to tell you.
True.
Another example, how you parent your parent. When my dad comes home drunk after a night out with his buddies, I tell him, So, ano, pag tumalon sa bangin yung mga ka-golf mo, tatalon ka rin. like lemmings.
Yeah.
And another example, how you parent your parent. When my mom wants something, she goes, Anak ko, tignan mo yung bagong bag ni kumare. Bigay ng anak niya. Siguro ang sarap makatanggap ng ganyan, no?
Oh, God.
I used to do this when I was a kid.
Yeah, true.
If I wanted a toy, I just stand in front of the store window, the display window. And then I'm like, ang ganda-ganda nung raroan. Like, I'm not saying buy me this.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, isn't it a wonderful toy?
Hoping in admiration.
It always works. With my dad.
Okay.
With my dad.
But you would never throw tantrums if you didn't get it.
I would.
Yeah.
I would. It's like, I'm not going to ask you to buy it for me. But if you didn't get the clues,
uh-huh.
that I dropped heavily, I would feel bad.
Yeah.
And there will be some crying and stomping about.
Right.
Yeah. Like, tush, 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 tush.
The car ride home. Nakasumangot.
Hanggang sa bahay. Yeah. And another example, how you parent your parent. When my mom comes home late, after mahjong, I just say, uwi ba yan ng matinong senior citizen? Eh, halos atakihin ako sa puso, kakahanap sa'yo. What I remember was my mom would always say, just tell me, if you're not coming home at the time that you said you were going to come home,
mm-hmm.
you have to inform me that you're safe and sound so that I don't worry.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes parents, at a certain age, when you start worrying for them,
mm-hmm.
you feel the same way.
Yeah.
It's like, I know I'm not your parent, but it would be nice.
It's true.
If you told me where you were.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're not home at the time that you're usually home, well, obviously we're going to worry.
Exactly.
Like, why is she not here?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah. So just tell us that you're having a pedicure or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Right, exactly.
And one last, how you parent your parent. When I catch my dad eating food na bawal sa kanya, I just say, eh bakit? Sino ba ang maha-high blood kapag kinain mo yan? Ako ba? Sinong sasakit ang batok? Ako ba? Diba kayo?
It's true.
Right?
It's so true.
And, that's what my mom used to tell me. Like, if I try to hide it from them, you know, I'm not supposed to eat whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I would eat it in secret. Mm-hmm. It's like, eh, tinatago-tago mo pa. So, sinong niloko mo?
Yeah.
Kayo or kami?
True.
Ikaw or ako, diba? Like, it's true. You're cheating yourself, not me.
Right.
Like, who's going to get sick if you eat too much salt, if you eat chips all day?
Right.
Who's going to get sick?
Like, I remember my dad, he was already told that he had really high, like, sodium levels.
Yeah.
And then I look in his lunch bag and he has cans of chili. That is so...
Cans, plural.
And a Ziploc of salt. Like...
Of salt? Who brings Ziplocs of salt?
That's what I was saying.
I have never brought... Well, I have brought Ziplocs of salt, but not to eat.
Ah. For cooking?
No.
Oh.
For evil spirits.
Tradition! Yes. Okay.
Do you do that?
No.
Well, I do.
Really?
Okay, FYI. When my family visits... Let's say attends a wake. We usually have salt with us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
And then after you leave the wake, you throw salt over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In case there are beings hanging on to your shoulder.
Yeah.
Be gone.
In your face.
Even our car.
Oh.
So they're not latching onto the hood or something.
Maybe I'll start doing this too. Maybe that's what my dad does.
That's what we do.
Every day.
And then we do, I don't know if you do it, pagpag?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah.
You go to a restaurant, a fast food,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, have a coffee. Or,
Yeah.
You pagpag.
Uh-huh, always.
So that you shake it off.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to bring home like any of the, like, for example, bottled water or
biscuits.
Food,
yeah.
Nothing. Shouldn't bring it home.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Okay.
So we do all the, you know, throwing over the shoulder and then maybe sprinkling over the car. And then even when we get home, like before we enter, we just put a little on the in front of the doorway.
Okay.
So that nobody crosses out. Because salt is like a barrier.
Yes.
It's a very powerful substance.
True.
Yeah.
It is.
So no spirits, no ghosts, no evil entities can cross salt.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's
noted.
The only way I will bring salt in a Ziploc. Your dad brings it for like...
For his
taste.
Food. If his food isn't salty enough, he'll add it. So my brother and I were like, Dad... No.
Really?
Too much. You already have
I was never
salt.
A salt. I mean, I like salty food, but I was never one to add salt.
Same.
I have never, like,
Yeah.
Like, gone to a restaurant and then asked for salt because my food needed salt.
Like, you know how they have the pepper and salt and pepper shakers?
I'm a pepper guy.
Yeah. I get that also. Diba,
but it's weird. I've never added salt.
Additional salt,
yeah.
Right?
Even in fries, for example.
Same.
I know a lot of people, they put salt, and I'm like, but it's so salty already.
It's
like,
yeah, it's exactly. Though. With ketchup. I like it with
I
ketchup.
I put ketchup.
Perfect.
I'm a big ketchup guy.
Yeah,
but
same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salt was never a thing for me.
Same. Yeah, interesting.
And so there you go. That's what we're doing today. Basically, how do you find yourself being a parent to your parents? I know a lot of people went through this, especially during the pandemic.
Yeah,
true. But they were the last ones to be allowed to go out, especially if they are senior citizens already.
Yeah.
Even when people were allowed to start going out of the house, but the senior citizens were not.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my mom was like, throwing tantrums. How come you get to go out? You know, like,
yeah.
That's for your own good.
Right.
And you find yourself spouting the same nuggets of wisdom as they used to do.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can't. You might get sick. You might catch something.
Yeah.
You have to stay inside. So send it all in. Go ahead. Send it to us. You know where to send it. It's x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag How You Parent Your Parent in all your posts.
Yes, and thank you so much to everyone that's already sent their entries in. We are number one trending.
Yes!
On X! Oh my gosh! So exciting! So yes, looking forward to all of your entries. Also going to say hi in a little bit to you guys as well.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's start off with some greets.
All right, going on over to our Telegram line, just want to say a good morning to Ina Ocampo. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also to Renz and Kenneth Kim Javier. Thank you guys so much. Also to Tino, who commented on our Monster News earlier. Sabanya.
Oh, okay.
Imagine Courtney Love, Nemo, pero dami mo hate. M.A.
Ever since.
Yeah.
Ever since.
She needs some love in her life. But hey, also a good morning to Jabs, who says, Happy Quezon Cuti Festival here in Santa Cruz, Laguna. Please greet my girlfriend, Danaya. Hello, and good morning to the both of you. Enjoy Quezon Cuti. Yum, that sounds so good. Also, good midnight from Stockholm. Saying hello to you, JPV. Thank you very much. Also, a good morning to Martin. In Duenas, who says, good morning, a different set of beautiful chicas for today. Yay! Yes, happy to be joining you. Also, I didn't get a chance to reintroduce myself this hour, but this is Kayla Rivera. Just an addition to the morning rush this morning.
It's very all-star.
Oh.
All-star week.
Oh yeah. My gosh. I am honored to be here. So thank you very much,
Chico. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Now, also, good morning to the Jedi Master, who says, please greet the UPD... UP Dreamers and the D2 Run Crew, a good morning. Good morning, and hope you guys had a good run. Oh my gosh. Also, hello to Advent Choi. Chico, nakita mo ba yung social media, yung groom na Pokemon is live?
I did.
Okay.
That is so cool.
So, Barong?
Yeah, it's Barong. And you know how, like, usually the embroidery is like flowers or some patterns.
Yeah.
Siya yung embroidery niya. Like, you know, Pokemon.
Whoa!
Like Charizard and Bulbasaur.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Love it. So nice. Okay, but thank you very much, Advin Choi. Also, good morning to Gene. Also, greeting his wife, Mika. Thank you guys for tuning in. Also, good morning to Ken Lester. Proud to be part of the Philippine delegate here in Songkran. Nailaban ko ang Pinas sa Thai, Viet, Singapore, and China. Wow. Thank you very much for doing us proud, and all the best to you. Safe travels. Also, hello to Majorette. Thank you very much for locking in. Good morning also to your USD Kada, Florence, Claire, Atiku, Christine, Jinky, Riza, June, EJ, and Richard. Good morning to all of you. Also to Justin Sayana. Good morning, Chico Garcia and Kayla Rivera of the combined powers of All Out and The Morning Rush. Thank you very much. And
I
good
know, right?
morning to you. Yes, we have combined powers. All right, we're going to get to some more of those a little bit later on.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Patrick Starlord for the topic, How You Parent your parent. And thank you. We're still trending, top trending topic in the Philippines.
Thank you.
All right. So let's start off at number 10, coming from Sophia. True story, kapag merong groggy at masungit, sasabihin ko na yan, ayan, kakapuyat mo sa Netflix yan eh. Sige, Netflix ka pa.
That's so
I can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, with streaming sites, parang it's so, like, it's multi-generational,
yeah.
cross-generational, because it doesn't matter how young, how adult, how senior you are,
uh-huh.
you're bound to find something that you would want to watch.
True, yeah.
And even some are like appealing to any age. Like for example, K-dramas. I know kids who are into it. Yeah. I know lolas and lolas who are into it and everything in between.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? And yeah.
Yeah, there's everything, you know, for everyone. But I also remember a time my parents, they're not actually usually ones to start a series.
Okay.
They just so happened to come across one on Netflix. They started it, and then the next day, I was like, why were you guys up to like 3 a.m.? They're like, anak, we started watching, we couldn't stop. It was just so good. It really,
really
hooks you in, yeah.
Like, what's an example of something that they super got addicted to?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember the title now of the series. Is Yellowstone, is that?
Yeah.
It might have been Yellowstone.
Really?
Yeah.
Such an odd, was it good?
I think so, yeah, they were hooked.
Isn't that the Kevin Costner?
It might be.
Show?
That's just what's coming to mind, so I think that's it. But I can message my mom and confirm.
Because I met him in Yellow Jackets.
Oh, yes.
Yung the one about the cheerleaders.
Yes, that's right.
And then Yellowstone. If I'm not mistaken, that's the one with Kevin Costner.
Okay.
About the park.
Yeah.
Yellowstone Park. And
oh,
something. Yeah,
okay.
Parang ganun eh.
Yeah,
parang,
yeah. I don't know. I'll confirm. But I was very, very shocked.
Okay.
Because they're not the type. So yeah, it happens.
Right?
It does.
And it's like, at your age, you shouldn't be staying up that late.
I know.
You should be getting sleep.
Exactly.
And from Maxim De Winter, how you parent your parent. Pag may gustong ipabili na hindi naman kailangan, I just tell my mom, bakit? Hindi ka ba mabubuhay kapag wala yan? Like basically, it's another way of saying, is it essential?
Uh-huh.
Like I understand food.
Right.
You can't live without food. I can understand shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Basic clothing. You know, these are all essentials. But
yes.
If it's like, I don't know. What would moms be into? Na hindi naman essential. Jewelry?
Yeah, jewelry.
Jewelry.
If you already have a lot, like,
yeah.
You know.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean.
Of course, if you were to ask moms or women in general, but of course jewelry is like, you know, an important fact of life.
Yeah.
Pero it depends on what you're into. Pero like just out of survival level need.
True.
You don't need it.
Yeah. True.
You know?
Or even like bags.
Bags.
If you already have a bunch, you know, pang araw-araw.
Exactly.
And then you just feel the need to get another one.
And especially the ones in the, you know, 50, 100K, 200K level.
Right.
Maybe you don't need that. You don't need that.
We can go on a vacation.
With that money. And coming from Genshin Impacto at number 8, how you parent your parent? When my dad goes, penging pambili ng Yossi, I'm like, anong akala mo sa akin? Nagpupupo ng pera? Which is a very parent line. Dalawa yan eh. Ano akala mo sa akin? Nagpupupo ng pera? Or ano ba akala mo? Pinipitas lang ang pera sa puno?
Pinipitas is ano?
You just, like a fruit.
Yeah. Okay,
the English version of it, money doesn't grow on trees.
Okay, yeah, that's
so
right.
So hindi ko siya pinipitas sa puno.
Uh-huh.
Like it's you earn it. It's
uh-huh.
not easy. So you don't just ask your parents, give me money, I want to buy a toy.
Yeah,
I
want to
buy
a
gadget.
True.
And coming from Chichi Chronicles at number 7. True story, parenting my parents was so difficult during the pandemic. My patience was put to the test, especially every time my dad leaves the house without wearing a mask. And my usual dialogue was, ang tigas naman ng ulo niyo. Or, ang kulit niyo naman. And the problem is, although you're parenting your parent, you still have to follow a certain tone because they are still your parent.
Yes, yes.
You know, you can't take too much of a parental tone because there still has to be that level of, I'm still your kid.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
So it is hard. Sometimes you're so frustrated. You want to, you know, like really like chew them out. But you can't. They're still your parents.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tricky balance.
It is.
And from Juice Blank, I check up on them once in a while if they've had their merienda or if they drink water. Minsan kasi my mom would say during dinner na masakit yung ulo niya. Tapos sasabihin niya, di siya kasi nakainom ng water maghapon kasi busy.
Mm.
I've really had to get into this, like really look into this whole thing. Because I've always had a problem with headaches.
Mm.
It's my thing. I've always thought that it's my caffeine addiction. So it is true though, like in the weekends when I, because remember, on a daily basis I wake up at 4:30 in the morning. You know, we start the show at 6 and then I'm probably drinking coffee by around 7 every day.
Mm-hmm.
So during the weekends when I get to sleep in, if I wake up a little late, and for me late means 8:30, that's late already.
Yeah.
I usually wake up with a headache.
I get that.
So I don't know if it's because the sleep pattern was disrupted or it was the coffee, but usually if I get up with a headache, so we'll eat breakfast and I immediately will drink coffee. I kid you not, maybe in less than 10 minutes, my headache would be gone.
Wow.
Just like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't know if it's coffee, but Baby Whale has also told me that, you know, it's because I'm not a very watery person. I don't drink water as much.
Yeah.
I should, though. Yeah, yeah. I always tell myself, drink more water. And maybe that's also a... I drink, just not water. I drink coffee.
I know. I'm the same way. We're like, I can go a day and it's just coffee that I drink.
I know.
Have you tried using the water apps that remind you?
Yes. I mean, I know of them. Uh-huh. I don't use them.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it'll work, though. But yeah, I mean, it just has to be... I shouldn't need an app.
I know.
To drink water regularly.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm just not thirsty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
But, yeah. Like now, it's super hot. So, yeah, I do get to drink a lot of water. But on a regular basis, not so much. And they say, diba, if you wait till you're thirsty, it's probably too late.
Yeah. Because your body's already dehydrated.
Because parang you should drink water before you become thirsty.
Yeah.
Well, that's what somebody told me. I don't know if it's true, but they say you should drink water before you get thirsty.
And then I heard also, like, you shouldn't just, like, chug water throughout the day, but you should just, like, have little amounts throughout the day so
that
your
true.
Body can just absorb it instead of you just peeing it out.
Our acupuncturist once told us, you should drink your food and chew your liquids.
What?
Drink your solids and chew your liquids. Meaning, you should chew your food so much that it's practically drinkable. You should never wolf your food.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Chomp, 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 swallow. It can't be like that. It's got to be like fully masticated to the point that it's liquid already before you swallow it so that it doesn't tax your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the water, you chew your water because you should do it very slowly.
Ah.
So pretend it's a liquid. So when you take a sip, you kind of like chew on the liquid, when quote unquote chew on the liquid before you swallow it. So everything should be consumed slowly.
Oh.
Like just because water or juice are liquids doesn't mean you should like gulp it fast.
Right.
You still have to do it little by little. Small sips.
Okay. So I kind of do that if it's really cold.
Yeah.
And then if I want it like room temperature, just kind of like gargle it, you know, warm it up.
Yeah, like let it stay in your mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes when you're parched, you tend to like gulp, gulp, gulp.
Yeah, you know that's what I mean? Best. That's
yeah,
that,
right?
When it's a hot date.
Like, or if you're working out or
yeah.
if you went out for a run.
Right.
Diba? Parang you just have to gulp in the liquid.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, that's not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still sip it slow.
Mm-hmm.
And coming from Simply Nedge at number 5, yung pinapagalitan ni nanay, ako, dahil gabi na, wala pa rin ako, pero siya, nasa tapat naman ng bahay, ginagabi, sa kakamarites sa kapitbahay niya. So pag sinasabihan niya ako coming home late, sasabihan ko rin siya when she's out too late gossiping.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, once you get started, kasi, you lose track of time.
And maybe kasi, especially for those, kasi diba now in the city, we've built our fences so high
mm-hmm.
that you don't actually see your neighbor.
Yeah.
But in the days gone by, fences were less than your height.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably like chest high, right? And you can just kind of like, alam mo yung, ano ka lang, magbe-bend ka lang. You kind of like put your elbow on the top of the fence, your neighbor's fence, and you can have a chat with your neighbor.
Uh-huh.
So yung mga nanay, they would be talking to each other, making chismis about the village.
Uh-huh.
Like, alam mo ba, si ano, nilalandi si ganito, or hiwalay na si kumaring ganyan, at si paring ganyan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You had access to your neighbors?
Yeah.
You could see your neighbor's yard.
Mm-hmm.
When you see your neighbor, you know, raking the leaves, you're gonna also go out and mm-hmm. water your garden, and then nagchichikahan kayo while yeah. you're doing that.
Or even like watching TV, diba? Like if...
Before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No walls, diba? You can just like look into their windows and makikinood ka ng TV.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know, we've built fortresses.
Yes,
we've
true,
built
true.
Barriers. And
yeah.
we don't have as much access. Well, sometimes it's a good thing if you don't like your neighbors.
Yeah, diba? Yeah.
I mean, those low walls are good if you're cool with your neighbors.
Yeah.
But if your neighbors are the type who would... Who would do karaoke at 3 a.m.
Or if their dogs are noisy.
If their dogs are noisy.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
And from Fitz Villafuerte. Oh, I know a lot of kids can identify with this. I make sure they go on their regular checkup sa doctor. Sobrang sakit talaga ng mga seniors na ayaw pumunta sa doctor at pupunta lang pag may sakit na.
Yes.
Oh, that is such a headache.
Yeah.
Sometimes not even. Sometimes they are sick already and they still refuse to go.
Yeah.
Like kids. They just refuse to go to the doctor.
Right, right.
And they're always like, hindi, ano, tutulog ko lang yan.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're worried na, what if you need like professional help?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
What if you need, I don't know, antibiotics or you need surgery or
mm-hmm.
you need whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we go to a doctor?
Yeah.
It's so hard to get them to a doctor.
I know. Like, just get a blood test just to make sure everything is normal, you
yep.
know?
And I and like, for example, my mom. Like, she would complain, masakit yung ganito, masakit yung ganyan. But then if you tell her, okay, then let's go to a doctor. Ah, no. But then she'll complain about the pain, but she refused to go to the doctor.
Yeah. It's true. I think, I don't know. Sometimes, like, even with my parents, yeah, they'll be complaining, oh, it's sore, my back is hurting. Well, then why don't you go to the doctor?
Yeah.
And then dun palang. Oh, no, sige, tomorrow I'll call the doctor. But
yeah, but they never do.
Yeah, true.
Because what my mom doesn't like, it's more of, I guess if you can just go to the doctor and they'll press a button and they'll already know what's wrong with you and give you the medicine, she's okay.
Uh-huh.
It's the whole, the battery of tests.
Yes.
They'll poke needles into you, get blood.
True,
do x-rays, do MRI.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they'll even ask you to be confined.
Yeah,
that part
yeah,
she doesn't
yeah.
like.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Can I just stay home?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
From Sophia, how you parent your parents, pag nasa mall, meron siya laging mga statement of facts na sa totoo lang, parinig. For example, actually nga, no, parang ubos na yung pabango ko. Or, ay, ang ganda nung bag. Or, balita ako, masarap dyan sa restaurant na yan. Like, they're not asking you for for a freebie. But they'll just, it's a statement of fact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, that looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that dress. What a beautiful dress. I bet it would look good on me. Oh, look at that. Like,
yeah.
You're just stating a fact.
True.
It's up to you if you want to, you know, if you want to buy me that. If you're a good daughter, you'll buy me that. But just saying.
Yeah, take note. Take note.
From Galactus Intolerance, how you parent your parent. Pag mag-grocery kami ni nanay, ang linyahan ko, mamaya pag uwi natin, puro chips yung nabili natin, ha? Tapos ang ending, tuyo ang ulam natin. Like kids, some parents tend to gravitate towards junk food.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, ang tagal nyo sa grocery, laki nung bill nyo, tapos pag uwi nyo, chips, more chips, chocolate, candy.
Yeah.
Just like, Did I go grocery shopping with a 5-year-old?
It's true. I was telling Chico off air that, you know, when I visit my family in Canada and I raid their pantry, it's like, teka lang, when I was here, we didn't even have this much
bags
of chips and chocolate.
Right?
Are you serious? You guys buy this in bulk?
You know, that's a good thing about
my
mom. Their generation, they didn't grow up on chips. So I have never seen her eat like chips.
Oh, really?
Like potato chips or like, I've never seen her.
So what does she like to snack on?
Well, when she was younger, siguro merienda, like actual merienda, you know? I don't know, maybe like a sandwich or, or
like spaghetti.
Kakanin or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like food.
Right.
Not snacks.
Okay.
Siguro the snackiest thing I've, because she's Kapampangan.
Oh, Kapampangan also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She eats butong pakwan.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah. When her teeth were still good.
Yeah.
So, because that's bad for the teeth.
Yeah.
You can chip your tooth if you eat too much butong pakwan. But being Kapampangan, we grew up eating butong pakwan.
It's the best from Pampanga.
Right?
Yeah. That's always pasalubong.
It's the best.
It's so good.
And if you're a Kapampangan or you have a Kapampangan parent, that is such a thing.
Yeah. Super. Ooh.
And the top, how you parent your parent, comes from Archer Aguilar.
Mm.
And Archer says, meron akong notebook kung saan nakasulat ang sked ng maintenance medicine nila along with the various passwords of their social media accounts.
Mm-hmm.
She actually has a notebook because, you know, she can't rely on her parents to think of their own medicine schedule.
Yeah.
So she's got to be on top of it. And the good thing about Archer is that, you know, she's in the medical industry.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, but I guess for most people, it would be good to have a little chart.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my mom, my gosh, her medicine, her daily medicine, such a long list.
Oh my God.
Confusing. May AM, may noontime, may evening.
So may checklist or just the pill box?
May pill box.
Yeah.
But, you know, her yaya would do the fill it up at the start of the day, so that all she has to do is just check the pill box.
Okay.
But right? I mean, I can imagine kids all over the Philippines having little notes. Siguro not notebook, for some maybe on their phone.
Yes, true.
Like your notes.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, just hours alone, like I also have a whole list of my passwords.
Yeah.
So I think it would be beneficial to do that also for our parents.
You know, here's a funny thing about that. But they say never write down your passwords.
Yeah.
Because somebody can hack it.
Right.
And they will see, right? But then I will forget my passwords if I don't write them down.
Same, yeah.
So what I do is I created a note of where all my passwords are, but coded.
Yes.
So I would put an asterisk. Kunyari, it's a 10-letter number character password. So what I would do is I would put the first three actual letters and then 4 to 9 would be asterisk and then the last letter would be the part of the actual password.
Uh-huh.
So that I have an idea of what it is without actually putting the actual password.
Yeah.
But what happens is I forget what the asterisks
stood for. Right, you'd long.
So I'm like, no, I forgot. And I have to reset it all over again.
Yeah.
So it is such...
It's so hard.
It's so hard.
It is, because before, all we had was like our emails. And then you just need to remember that password. But now, all the different accounts.
And they say don't use the same password.
Exactly.
For the different accounts.
Right.
So you're... Instagram password should not be the same as your Facebook password.
Yeah.
Should not be the same as your
email,
etc.
Online banking.
And then
our parents.
Yeah.
Remember their accounts too.
So you should have a notebook.
Yes, true.
You should have
a notebook. Yes.
But there you go. That is what we are doing for the top 10. How you parent your parent. If you've got entry, go ahead and send it to us. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag how you parent your parent in all your posts. And can I just say happy birthday to my nephew, Nico.
Oh!
It's his birthday today.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We should have a birthday song.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Nico. Okay, I go first. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Nico. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Happy birthday, Nico.
So there you go. We'll be back.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Yes, a good morning to the monsters that have come through on our Viber and Telegram line. Good morning to Cyril. Hey, nice to see you locked in all the way in the morning until evening. So thank you very much. Also to Red Sanchez. Good morning to you. Also to Cap, Amara, Amber and Sophia, goes by the nickname Farmer Sanchez. Thank you very much. Also to Tino, thank you for being locked in. Also, he chimed in on the headaches. Some migraine and pain meds have caffeine in it. So,
there you go. So
yeah.
Maybe that is the case.
True. But also, hello to Justin, who came up with a really cute nickname for us, Chico.
Okay.
It's hashtag Chica.
Chica.
Oh, cute. Thank you. That's
okay.
So cute. I love it. Thank you. But also to Advin Choi, who says, good morning. Ang sweet talaga ng boses mo. Wow. Thank you so much. I love sweets. So, hey, maybe it comes through my voice as well.
Yeah.
But also, good morning to Juday and to John Paolo Valdez, who says, good morning, SK Kayla of Barangay 5 Panalo. Yay! Thank you so much for supporting the show. Hope you're enjoying it. And also, good morning, Kayla and Chico from ODH. Kindly greet me and my friend Mal. We're having breakfast together today. I wonder what's for breakfast.
What a luxury.
Yeah, that sounds... I can just imagine what's for breakfast. So, hope you guys enjoyed your breakfast date. Also to Jonas Blancada, who sent on over, today is Philippine Banana Day. Or yesterday was.
Oh.
Philippine Banana Day.
Philippine? There is such a day?
There's such a thing. And
Banana Day?
Yeah. And he sent on over a picture of all the different kinds of bananas. Latundan, Lakatan, Cavendish, Saba, and Senorita.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite one?
I like Lakatan.
Okay. Yeah. That's
It's the yellowish. It's the yellower version. Latundan kasi is the one that's a little smoother.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more mapakla.
Yes.
I like Lakatan because there's no mapakla flavor with Lakatan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I also really like Saba.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You know what? Like, diba, usually we eat Saba pag yung nakaboil na.
Uh-huh.
And then I was... somebody told me that, why don't you eat Saba like a regular banana? And I'm like, oh, you can do that?
I didn't
and
know you
growing
could do that.
Up, I didn't know that you can eat Saba like a regular banana.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And that's actually healthier because you don't cook it anymore. It's
all the nutrients is there. Yeah.
Oh, but why did the banana buy a bra?
Why?
Because it's sagging.
Happy Banana Day!
I know! Happy Banana Day! So, yeah.
Okay.
Meron ka ng joke for Rico.
Yes. I love it. Yeah. Okay, okay. That's good. I like that. Okay, so yeah. Thank you so much, Jonas, for letting us know. It was Philippine Banana Day yesterday. So celebrating our loved bananas.
I know.
Yeah, so good. But also to Nina, thank you so much for sending on over your message to Viber. Please say hi to Jesse and Anissa. Thank you and have a nice day. Also to Bianca. Ang saya ng Tuesday dito sa Marikina kasi no classes again.
Oh.
It's Marikina Day.
Oh, happy Marikina Day.
Happy Marikina Day. Hope you get to celebrate and just enjoy your day. And last greet goes out to Justin Sayana. Good morning, Chico Garcia and Kayla Rivera. Oh yeah, the combined powers of All Out and the Morning Rush. Yes, we are combining powers for today. And that is all for greets.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Patrick Starlord for the topic. And let me check. Okay, let's start off with Sophia. Mm-hmm. How you parent your parent kapag may inatake ng gout? Sasabihan ko ng, oh, ayan, sige, seafood pa more. Ang sarap, diba? Oh my gosh. It's so sneaky. Because technically, diba parang seafood, we always see it as the healthier option.
Yeah.
As opposed to like pork or beef or, you know, the other meats. But, you know, it can be quite deadly in terms of gout.
I didn't know that.
Gout, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yung mga crabs, aligay, all that is like deadly if you have gout. Because that's uric acid. And a lot of the shellfish are rich in uric acid. So, you know, you have to ease up on the shrimps and the crabs, as delicious as they are.
Oh,
are you a seafoodie person?
Yeah, I do. I love seafood.
You know
how
like some people see seafood as like a treat, as a delicacy, while some see it more like as a chore?
Oh,
especially fish.
Yeah,
yung parang
yeah.
Why have fish when you can have steak? Alam mo yan, that whole carnivore mentality. But for some people talaga, even given a choice between meat and seafood, they really will gravitate towards seafood.
How about you? What's your like choice of protein?
Oh, protein kasi I love all kinds naman. Chicken.
Uh-huh.
I really like chicken. But also seafood. And if I don't have to crack it open myself, crab.
It's so nakakatamad.
And alam mo, it's not so much pang nakakatamad, but it's so difficult.
Yeah.
You have to have like a nutcracker.
Yes.
Kasi nga parang, diba, the harder parts of the shell, they're so hard to crack.
Yes,
like,
true.
The bigger ones, madali eh. Kasi nga, there's not a lot of support. Pero yung near the joints, you really need a nutcracker to crack that open. So,
if it's
like already himay.
Oh, yeah.
Then, you know, crab is actually my favorite.
Mm.
Yeah. Before shrimp, I don't know. Maybe I had an overload of shrimp. So now I'm in my crab era. I prefer crabs over shrimps.
Okay.
But I really have a hard time with the whole cracking of the shrimp.
I know. Yeah, crab is really a treat.
It really is.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, I also love scallops.
Oh, yeah.
I love scallops. I love abalone.
Oh.
I love abalone. That's almost crabby-ish.
Uh-huh.
It's like a tougher version of crab meat.
I haven't tried abalone.
Oh, you're going to love abalone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very, parang crab. Very, very similar to crab.
Yum.
But all meat. No. You know, because it's like a shellfish.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a giant slab of meat. Pero the texture is very like solid crab meat. So good.
Okay.
That is so
must
good.
Try.
And from Genshin Impacto at number 9, how you parent your parent. Me turning off the TV because dad is sleeping. And then the moment I touch the TV, my dad goes, "Wag mong patayin, nanonood pa ako," with his eyes closed. And I'm like, may superpowers? You can watch while you sleep? Because sometimes they just like the sound. They're not watching. But the sound of the TV puts them to sleep.
Right, right.
I mean, Hazel leaves her TV on.
Oh, really?
As she
sleeps.
It's just
white noise.
It's like background noise because she gets scared when there's no noise.
Yeah.
So what she does is she just leaves the TV running.
Mm.
I can't. I won't be able to sleep. I need everything to be off.
Yeah, really? So pitch black, nothing.
Pitch black, like, no lights, okay. No nothing.
I see.
Oh, I had a weird... You would have witnessed the rare moments that I would have been late. I was almost late today.
Mm.
Only because what I didn't realize is when I went to sleep, one of my phones, the phone that has the alarm,
mm-hmm.
I left my Pokemon game playing. And it won't shut off. If it's playing, it's on.
Uh-huh.
So, good thing I woke up at around... I usually wake up at around 4:30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Around 4, I think I had to pee. I woke up and I'm like, why is there light? I sense light around me. And then when I looked at it, I was like, oh, my Pokemon is on with like 30% left.
Oh.
And I was like, kudos to my phone. You know, it lasted all night. True. Running.
Yeah.
Yeah. And had it shut off because it ran out of battery,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have gotten up at 4:30.
Oh my God.
You would have gone here. Like, where's Chico?
I'm going to do the show
you
all
would
alone.
Panic. Like,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Because I'm never late.
Wow,
so,
yeah. Wow, Buti, your body clock woke you up.
I know, yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Good thing because like I, you know, usually around that time, I really wake up na, like to pee. Or,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's a body clock thing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Actually, even during the weekends when I don't have my alarm on, I briefly wake up at around the time that I'm supposed to wake up.
Uh-huh.
And I'm after like, what? Oh, it's a Saturday. Okay,
go back to sleep, yeah.
The good
yeah.
thing about me is it's so easy for me to go back to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
even if
good.
I actually get up to pee, but usually, if you wake up at around 4 or 5,
mm-hmm.
if you get up to pee, parang nagigising ka na.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
can't go back to sleep anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. That is not a problem with me.
When you wake up at like that time, do you ever look at your phone or is that like, nope, that might wake me up. I'm just going to go back to sleep.
Oh, I look at my phone.
Oh, really? Yeah. And you can still sleep?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Not a problem. I'd be like, nice. Oh, it's too early. Oh, falling asleep was never my problem.
Okay.
Never had like an insomniac era.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have problems sleeping?
Actually, no, not really.
Like I'm out like a light.
Yeah, yeah. Usually me too. But there are some nights where it's like, I just can't fall asleep. Like, very rarely.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's weird when that happens. Like, what did I even do? Why can't I just sleep? I'm not even overthinking.
I don't remember. Because even when I have a major problem,
mm-hmm.
something that I'm worried about, I actually fall asleep faster.
Because your brain is so tired.
It's like an escape.
Uh-huh.
Like I don't want to think about my problem anymore. Let me go back to sleep. I'll worry about it when I wake up.
Uh-huh.
So I actually fall asleep faster.
Yeah. I'm laughing because Advent Choi just came through on Viber and said, pag matanda na talaga, madali nang makatulog.
Ay, hindi. Bata pa lang ako.
Oo nga.
When I was young, I would super wake up early pa din.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was never like a, yeah. Kasi it's so easy for me to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because like, when your conscience is clear,
yeah.
you can sleep first. As opposed to hang us all, you can't sleep. Maybe their sins come back to haunt them. But for us, clear
conscience.
Yeah, we're
conscience, pure, right.
Us pure of heart.
Yes. You know, we live our days, we do the right things.
Then we fall asleep fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones who stay up late, Arky.
Yeah, I was gonna say Arky.
Maybe, you know, guilty conscience.
You know,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, uh-oh, you know, in their uh-oh. Head.
Tayo
yeah.
kasi we know that, you know, we followed all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
We've, you know, obeyed all the...
Yeah, all the rules.
Yeah, so we can, you know. We can go to sleep.
Yeah.
Knowing that when we wake up, the world is still in order.
Yeah. The world is a lovely place.
Right.
We're ready to begin our day.
I know. And follow more rules.
Yeah.
And from Archer Aguilar, how you parent your parent when you're on plate watch during reunions. You have to check if masyadong maraming lechon skin na kinuha ang hypertensive parents mo. I know. Policing them.
Uh-huh.
And from Queen of Deadma, my mom can't stop watching K-dramas. So I literally had to turn off the TV para kumain na siya. And I have to say, kumain ka muna. Mood ka ng nood ng TV. Di ba how like parents used to do with kids?
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to listen to you. So you have to turn it off. Literally turn it off yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, they're just going to ignore you.
Yeah, true.
And from The Jedi Master, my dad loved seeing pictures of my son when he was still a baby. So in a weird way, it was like him reading a book to me while he was putting me to sleep. So now I'm putting him to sleep by showing him pictures of my baby.
Aww.
It's like the adult equivalent of reading me a story.
Yeah. Aww, that's cute.
And from Mike Ferrer, nung natalo si Mama sa Mahjong, I found myself being her motivational speaker. I had to say, okay lang yan, Ma. It's not how you fall, but how you get back up.
Oh.
From Mahjong.
So, oh, nga.
From Mahjong. Yeah. And from Chichi Chronicles, how you parent your parent? To my mom, when she opened up about her siblings and their misunderstandings, I just told her, dapat nagpaparaya kayo at iniintindi ninyo ang isa't isa.
Mm-hmm.
Kayo lang ang magkakapatid. Sino pa bang magtutulungan at mag-iintindihan?
Yes!
Which is the same speech that our parents give us when we're fighting with our siblings.
That's so true.
Right?
So true.
And I do find it really strange when you find your parent asking advice from you.
Yeah.
Kasi parang like, it's so weird because it used to be you asking advice from them.
Right,
so when they run to you, like they can't make the decision without running it by you first.
Uh-huh.
It's like, wow, okay. I mean, I guess I'm an adult.
Right. It's interesting how it's reversed. Now it's come to the point where you used to rant because kuya did this, kuya did that.
Right. Totoo.
And then, no, it's just your kuya, okay lang. Basta love each other. Just understand. Diba? And then ngayon, it's like, okay, if my mom makes kwento, mom, don't be tampo na. Life is too short.
Exactly.
Diba? Just get over it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah.
It's a strange situation.
It is.
Honestly. And from Tampupu at number 3, how you parent your parent? Bago ako matulog from my graveyard shift, ako muna yung nagpre-prepare ng breakfast nila sa umaga.
Mm.
So it's the same thing. They're preparing breakfast for the other one.
Yeah.
But the schedules are a little different.
Yeah.
Diba? When you were young, your parents, before going to work, will fix you breakfast.
Yes.
Now that you're working and you have the graveyard shift, ikaw naman, after work, that's when you prepare breakfast for them.
Yeah.
Kasi sila papagising pa lang, ikaw papatulog na.
Right. Actually, Rico was making kwento. It's true. Rico was making kwento when he visited his parents in the States. It was him that would wake up early to cook for them.
Right.
And then make baon for them.
For them.
Yeah. Aww. I know.
Do you cook? I don't cook kasi.
No, ako din.
So even if I wanted to be sweet.
Yeah.
And cook. I mean, I'm sure it's going to turn out edible.
Right.
I mean,
how can you
mess up frying eggs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Siguro basag-basag lang, pero like, you know, it's still eggs. But, uh-huh. Yeah. I wish I could cook na yung if you wanted to spoil someone. Just,
right.
You know, like, have an impressive looking breakfast. Because I don't know how impressive it will be.
I mean,
I can attempt.
Yeah, like omelets are pretty easy to make. Just throw in some cheese, throw in some like cold
milk,
cuts.
Diba?
Milk. Some veggies.
Yeah.
Omelets are pretty. You can make it a little more fancy.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know.
Put
yeah.
Parsley there or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Rhyme and Reason at number 2 says, how do you parent your parent? True story. Dahil wala nang pinag-aaral yung dad ko, tinatayan na lang niya yung pera niya sa sabong. So pag natatalo siya, sabihin ko, hay nako, tinatapon niyo lang yung pera niyo, sayang lang yung sa sabong, sana in-invest niyo na lang. Pero pag nanalo naman siya, dad, balato naman dyan. I never got into gambling.
Yeah.
I am such a non-gambler.
Mm-hmm.
I am such a sigurista, safe kind of person.
Yeah. Like it would pain you to
risk.
Yeah.
I don't care if there's a chance for me to win big. If there's a chance for me to lose big, pass.
Right. Yeah.
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 I'm a very safe person.
Yeah.
Overall.
I think there's only one time when I visited a casino here that had just opened and I was like, you know what? I'll just try one for beginner's luck and then after that, I'm good. No
that's
temptation.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
You know, I would actually be that corny contestant in those game shows.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, tama ba? Like, yung Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Parang at a certain point, you can just keep the money.
Yes.
But if you continue playing, you can double it.
Right.
But if you answer it wrong, you could lose it all.
Uh-huh.
I'm the type who, hindi naman ako like first win pa lang, I'll bring it home na. Pero pag medyo nasa towards the end na ako,
mm-hmm.
and malaki na yung prize ko, even if I'm not at the highest point yet, I'm the kind of person who would be like, I'll just take the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least sigurado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not the type who would go all the way and then be like, risk it losing everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Siguro pag parang one question left or two questions left, tas ang laki na nung prize.
Uh-huh.
Parang like, saan mo naman kukunin yung money na yun, di ba?
I know.
So if it's already mine,
uh-huh.
I'd probably take it home.
Have you ever guessed it on a game show?
I have.
Yeah?
I have. I've actually won.
I'm sure. I would love to see you on one.
I've guessed it on The Weakest Link.
Oh my gosh, there was The Weakest Link.
Yeah. I've guessed it on one. The biggest that I've won was in Eat Bulaga.
Ah.
25K.
Wow.
Yeah, it was all DJs.
Okay.
And it was all about music.
Oh,
and
I
won.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, those were fun.
That's fun. That's fun. Okay, awesome.
But there you go. We do have a couple more bad.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
All right, so there you go. That was fun. All right, and
yes.
Okay, so we'll do a quick batch of the top 10.
Okay, we're gonna take right you guys. Now, we can just continue.
Yeah,
yeah. We can continue with that batch of the top 10.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
All right, so there you go. That was fun.
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy.
True.
He's such a nice guy. And like, it's true. It's like, he's just like your, like one of your buddies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. One of your buddies that seems like just like very chill, but then it's really interesting that he likes to write about the intricate things.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to relationships. So really nice to have a chat with him. And we'll make sure to play his song before we end the show today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we just jump into it, right?
Yeah.
So here we go. So it's a giant batch, and we do have our top 10. Okay, so let's thank Patrick Starlord for the topic, how you parent your parent. So for this batch, we'll give you three top entries because I forgot to give you the top entry last hour.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let's just read some of the entries. Sophia says, how you parent your parent, true story. My dad came to visit us in Singapore, but there were days I had to work. It was kind of weird having to go, okay, gotta go to work. Pakabait ka today, ha? Food's in the fridge. Text if you need anything. Yeah, I guess when you're like sort of like in charge of the household, it's kind of weird telling your dad to kind of like behave and call you if he needs anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your dad. And it's usually the other way around.
Yeah.
And from Tampupu, addict yung nanay ko sa Bejeweled. Very Taylor Swift. The game, not the song.
Yes.
And so, ako na yung nagsasabi na, ay nako, cellphone ng cellphone. When, you know, Bejeweled is just more like one of the OG match games. But to be honest, a lot of the new ones are just versions of Bejeweled. A lot of them are just match games. Match 3 games, right? So, yeah, I can understand how people get into it. And Simply Nedge says, how you parent your parent? Pag sinita ako ng nanay ko, na bumili na naman ako ng sapatos, bags, at damit, tatawagin pa akong hoarder. Sasabihin ko, wow, nagsalita yung hindi hoarder ng payong eco bag at Tupperware. So I guess our parents do the same thing, just with different items. I mean, we hoard toys or bags or clothes. They just hoard umbrellas.
Yeah.
Tote bags.
Yes, tote bags. Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. And Rhyme and Reason says, dahil hiwalay na kami ng tirahan at nakikita ko na mataas pa rin ang bill ng kuryente nila. Usually, sinasermonan ko yung parents ko ng kaka-TV niya yan eh, hanggang madaling araw. Or, yung ref, huwag kayong bukas ng bukas. Or, isahan lang dapat pag nagpa-plancha. Oh, they do say, the appliances that are heat or cold generating are the most electricity consuming. So anything that creates heat or creates cold are the most magastos when it comes to, so your gas stove, your
aircon,
yeah. Your basta anything heat or cold.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the more than, let's say, TV or, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Even the you do know super you know the super, what do you call this? Magastos na appliance? You'd be surprised. The water heater. The what do you call
kettle?
That? The kettle?
Kettle.
The electric kettle? That is so magastos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
okay.
say it's super, super taas nung consumo sa, ng electricity.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, better just to do it stovetop. But then, you're using your stove. So, that's also... Microwave?
Yeah, the microwave would probably be also very, very magastos.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. From Rhyme and Reason, how you parent your parent, just as they were critical of my friends when we were kids, I get critical of their friends.
Mm.
And you say stuff like, naku, utahangan ka lang niya.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it happens, no? Like, when you think about it, yeah, you probably... When you see the people your friend, your parents hang out with, siguro nga no, some you like, some you don't like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fair.
I think also like we just get protective
of them,
of our parents.
Yeah, lalo na pag like, medyo shady yung personality nung
right.
Nung friend nila, you're like si tito ganyan, si tita ganyan. I don't trust them. Mm-hmm. You know, like sometimes may ganun ka.
Yeah.
Right. And from Rose Fan, one time I told my mom na wag ginagawang tubig ang soft drinks. Ayun, hindi na kumain at nagdabog.
Oh no.
You know, like sometimes they feel like you're depriving them of what they want?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not that. It's just, it's not healthy for you. We don't want you to get sick.
Right.
And from Tampupu, dati hirap silang dalhin ako sa doktor kasi takot ako sa injection. Ngayon, hirap akong dalhin sila sa doktor kasi takot sila sa bayarin. And a lot of parents really feel like parang it's not really worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, they don't think going to the doctor is worth it because ang laki ng babayaran nila.
Yeah.
And they're always thinking about how much it is more than how much they need it.
Yes, true. But at the same time, like, the earlier the better, right? Then you go.
An ounce of prevention.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Right.
And from Chi Chi Chronicles, kapag sunod-sunod ang request ng mommy at dad ko sa mga pinapagawa sa bahay or repairs sa bahay, I always tell them, wag naman sabay-sabay, hindi ko pinupulot ang pera. Which is a very them statement.
Yes.
Yeah. And from Sophia, I become very parental when I call my parents out sa mga bisyo nila, even if bisyo ko din naman yun. You know, like a lot of, especially dads,
mm-hmm.
di ba they always tell you, wag kang iinom, wag kang magyoyosi, but then you see them doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would I not do it? I see you doing it, so how do you get to tell me not to do it?
Uh-huh.
I see you doing it. So sometimes kids do the same thing.
Yeah.
They tell their parents, don't eat salty food, don't eat fatty food. And then they see you munching on lempo,
yeah,
and chips.
Yeah.
Of course you can argue, I'm younger.
Yeah,
you
kaya
know?
Like kaya pa.
Kaya pa.
Yeah. Diba? But for you, dapat careful.
True.
Yeah.
And the three tops, how you parent your parent, comes from Maxim the Winter, Chi Chi Chronicles, and 7070. So let's start off with Maxim the Winter, which was the top entry last batch that I forgot to say.
Okay.
Forgot to read out. Dati pinapauwi nila ako pag nakikipag-away ako sa labas with other kids. Ngayon, pinapa-log out ko sila kapag nakita kong may pinapatulang troll online.
Oh my gosh!
You know how like they don't realize sometimes that don't take trolls seriously because they really just will, they will say whatever it is. They will send whatever it is that you may have. doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They will just say what will annoy you.
Exactly. Exactly. Diba? They want a reaction. So if you give them the reaction, that's feeding them.
The more that they would want.
Exactly. Better just wag na lang. So yeah, mga trolls are just trolls.
Mga trolls eh, diba?
Leave them.
And you need to educate them that yung just that's what they do.
Yes.
If you say left, they will say right. If you say up, they will say down.
Yes.
They don't really believe it. They just want to annoy you. That's what trolls do.
Yeah, exactly.
And okay, there you go.
We're gonna see Chico on our Facebook.
You're gonna see me in a while.
Yes.
And the other top entry, never mind that we're giving you the top entries already. Never too late, I say never too late.
True.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, so from Chichi Chronicles, true story. One time, I caught my mom playing games on her tablet while watching TV and talking to someone on her phone.
Wow.
So I said, aba, ang galing mag-multitask ka, pero pag gawaing bahay, tinatamad.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of parents actually don't behave this way because they usually get overwhelmed by the technology.
Yeah.
And usually it's the kids who do this. But if you do end up like having a parent like this, I can imagine you telling them this.
Yeah.
And especially if for their own good, sometimes because they get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
They put off everything that they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time they realize, oh crap,
I could have already just done it.
If I didn't binge on this show,
yeah,
I would have, you know, I would have probably done a lot.
Yeah.
Had a lot of chores done.
True.
And from 7070, true story, I would tell my dad, umuwi ka na sa mga chicks mo kapag hindi siya makakasama sa family outing. Kasi walang magpapakain sa mga sisiw at manok niya sa bahay. So literal chicks, not girls.
Ah.
Sa mga chicks mo, literal baby chickens.
Oh.
Yeah, kasi yung dad niya takes care of chicks.
Okay.
And chickens. Yeah, my brother-in-law has quails and chickens. Like exotic miniature chickens.
Really?
Yeah, in our village.
You
would see them. You would hear them like crowing in the morning and in the afternoon.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're lovely. They're so cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cute.
Okay, so what about us? What's our entry?
Okay. How you parent your parent.
How you parent your parent.
You know what though? Like, before I get to mine, I relate to so many that were sent in. Like, all of them are like, oh nga, no.
Right.
Kasi it's so interesting how things reverse.
Yeah.
When you get to a certain age. Like, okay, my entry is, if I don't hear from my parents, if they don't message me, like, every day, just something, hello, anak, whatever it is, then I worry. So it's like, just please message or answer my messages and we're good. I can go to sleep. I can start my day. I just need to know you're fine. Exactly. That's all for me.
And especially for you because you're so far apart.
Yeah.
You know, with most of the entries, you know, their parents are probably just within the metro or siguro in another province.
Yeah.
Or in another, right? But like, at least it's in the country. In your case, they're like half a world away.
Yeah.
Literally half a world away.
Exactly. There was a time they were on a cruise and my parents are not the type to really go on vacations often.
Yeah.
And they went on a cruise for the first time, the both of them. And I didn't hear from them for like 4 days.
Ooh.
So my brother and I were like, it was so funny. We really became like mom and dad mode. Like,
right.
Why aren't they answering us?
Where
Why
are
haven't they?
They
responded? What are they doing?
That's true.
So finally, when we got news from them, we're like, you don't know how worried we were.
That's true.
And it really felt like we're their parents. So yeah, interesting. It switches in time. Yeah. How about for you?
For me, siguro yun nga. Like sometimes, you know, my mom, you know, because she's old already. So you know, sometimes when she's alone in the house, Her mind goes, you know, she gets ahead of herself. And sometimes there's no actual problem. But when you start thinking, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And then when you find yourself kind of like soothing them, it's like, wow, this is like this is what parents do to their kids.
Yeah.
You know, and like sometimes after a talk with them, you know, she relaxes. Mm. And she's not as upset anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, I feel like a parent sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And she says it. She knows it. And she goes, yeah, like sometimes, you know, I just need somebody to talk to. And mm-hmm. then if I just air it out, like, I'm okay. I'm fine.
Yeah. Afterwards. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, in that way, it's like, yeah, the roles of... Kasi dati, right. di ba, parang like, when you wake up, you just had a nightmare. You go, you run to your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
For them to like, kind of like, soothe you and say, it's okay, there are no monsters under your bed. It was just a nightmare. You know, vampires don't exist. You'll yeah. be fine.
Yeah.
And for you to do like an adult version of that. Yeah, it's kind of strange.
It's interesting. It's interesting because the things they taught us, it's like being
it's basically
like
the
recycled.
Same thing, but to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, oh, that's why you taught us all of that. So that way we could become good people, live our lives, and learn from you.
Exactly.
And eventually one day it's going to come back to them.
Yeah.
From us.
Right?
So interesting.
So there you go. Thank you. Wow, it was a busy day.
I know.
It was a busy day for us.
It was.
Yeah, getting to talk to Volt Boy and, of course, our top 10. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kayla.
Thank you, Chico.
For pinching in.
Thank you, of course.
Thank you.
And
till next time.
Yes.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, we'll see you tomorrow.